And the opposite
Wigglers.
The opposite of rich is
poor.
And she kept her coins in a small change
box.
What would she carry the coin
purse?
In?
It used to call pocketbook. When you put in your pocket, little thing.
I see. But it's now purse.
Handbag.
And a boy.
Used to call pocketbook.
A boy when he's young might be called nicknamed what? When he's real young, his name is William.
Bill.
Or. Bill, or what's another?
William, Bill?
You ever say Billy?
Billy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that goes.
And in the mountains?
William, Bill, or Billy?
An animal that's bigger than a fox, and he goes after sheep. What's that? Bigger than a fox, and he goes after sheep.
Wolf?
And the place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn...
Cornfield?
And we planted some turnips and lettuce in the
garden.
And the holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is called
Thanksgiving.
And the highway is made out of white smooth highway is what?
Cement.
And the state north of Georgia where Nashville and Chattanooga are is
Tennessee.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to... If a person is in trouble, you would try
protect
to...
Protect them?
All right, or what...
Aid them, help them.
Okay. And if something isn't wide, then it's...
Narrow.
And you might say, I'd like to help you, but I just...
Can't.
And another name for an automobile is a...
First name I ever heard is horse's buggy.
Horse's buggy,
Horse's buggy.
And today they're called what, just...
Call everything. Automobile usually car. That's simpler. Easier spoken.
Your mother might have said to you when you were young, now this man is your uncle and his wife is your is what?
Aunt.
Did you ever hear that called aunt?
Aunt? Well, some people seem to think that lends a little bit of closer to the language, but he's got aunt.
It's just aunt.
Well, there's a reason for saying aunt, I guess. You say aunt, you might think it's the new thing falling on the ground, you know.
But
aunt, you know, the southern man will say, pecans. But in your part of the country, they probably say pecans. Well, the southern goes halfway between the two extremes.
I see.
Some will say pecans, you know, pecans.
I also heard...
Pecans is halfway in between the single dot over the A.
West of here, they say pecan.
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 Well, there's pretty much emphasis on the first syllable.
Uh-huh.
Did you know the people are being educated today? They don't know anything about emphasis. They don't know anything about pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
I hear them over the Douglas Station. There was a young fellow that went to college. Me with my sixth-grade education, I sit back and laugh. Shame to myself. Come across the word Qatar one day, and he said, call it Cato. He went 4 or 5 words and said, beg your pardon, that's cow too. I've been unlearning things. First, I have a new cow that told you.
Yeah. He caught himself, huh?
He never knew how bad wrong he was.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
a nest.
And more than one
nest.
Do you ever hear that called nesters?
Yes, I have.
And do whites or colored say that?
I used to hear whites when I say it.
Whites as well.
And I was coming up as a kid, they didn't get much of a third or fourth grade education.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost gone before they got up to where they get seventh grade around here. And I picked up a lot of that stuff, but I forgot it until you bring it to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Nesters, yeah, nesters.
Mm-hmm. And how about the desk?
Yeah, what?
More than one desk. What would you call that? What do they use?
I've heard them called deskers.
Deskers. And white people say that?
White people.